If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Always is there because we don't open ourselves to him fully. We don't see it. But open our spiritual eyes to God working always, and we will always be thanking him. Gratitude comes with great difficulty for atheists and practical atheists.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, president of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald, and my friend. Well, I love Thanksgiving. Always have, always will. I remember as a child drawing pictures of the pilgrims with their funny hats and buckles. I remember the image of American Indians and pilgrims sitting down together to share a meal and thank God for even just survival. And that's what it was, survival. For without the help of these folks who had been through these tough New England winters, the pilgrims would not have lived. They thanked God for their new friends, even as they thanked their new friends. It also made me wish that this charity and gratitude had continued rather than the greed, prejudice, and turmoil of succeeding generations. Of course, I also remember the family Thanksgiving tables at home, at grandma's, at aunts and uncles. So much food, so little space in the tummy. I even learned as a single seminarian how to cook a turkey and enjoyed sharing the day with friends. And surely, there must be football. Okay, Thanksgiving is special in our country, but it is because of the tradition from our godly ancestors who made it a priority to thank God for blessings. So we are going to talk about that today on Wings of the Morning. Right now, let's listen to Third Day remind us that all the heavens sing God's praise.
Holding on to thee.
You probably know that the Bible talks a lot about Thanksgiving. It's commanded, give thanks in everything. It's assumed as an accompaniment to worship. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. But there's more to it than that. It just doesn't happen, as we see even in ourselves when we forget to thank God. And it's not a command, a duty, something seemingly forced on unwilling participants. No, absolutely no. Let me draw you then to a few ways that Thanksgiving occurs, is prompted, makes its way into our hearts, mouths, and lives. In no particular order, here are a few. First, Thanksgiving comes upon you when you see the results of your prayers. You had a lack, and you asked for yourself or for someone else, and then God supplies that need. Well, it brings about a gratitude. Thank you, God. Like the Apostle Paul writing to the Thessalonians, he says in his second letter to them, we ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Growing faith, increasing love. Where did that come from? Well, it's in his first letter to them. He said there, night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. And then he says, a few verses down, may the Lord make your love increase. In other words, he prays earnestly for growing faith and increasing love. So, seeing it, what else can he do but erupt in thanksgiving to God? So, pray as God has encouraged you. See God work and watch how thanksgiving erupts in you. But then there is the fact that God is always, always working. He never stops working in and for his children. Paul told the Corinthians, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ. He always leads us in triumph, he says. He always leads us in victory. He is always good and gives good gifts to his children. He always is holy and ready to make us holy. Always is there. But because we don't open ourselves to him fully, we just don't see it. But open our spiritual eyes to God working always, and we will always be thanking him. Gratitude comes with great difficulty for atheists and practical atheists. Then there's your ability to expand the thanksgiving going up to God. Yes, you can bring about thanksgiving to God by what you do. Paul said this to the Corinthians, you will be made rich in every way so that you will be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will, hear this, catch this, will result in thanksgiving to God. So God provides for you so that you can give and give generously on every occasion. When others receive the benefits of your giving, they thank God. We see it all the time here at the mission. Your gifts bring thanksgiving to God from those who receive the benefits. But there's also another reason and another way in which this happens or not. Many times we don't see thanksgiving. And certainly, ingratitude seems rampant, don't you think? But then there are those that truly seem to thank God all the time. That's because thanksgiving is natural. No, it's not natural to humanity. In fact, all of us are born with ingratitude in our hearts. No thanks for God, as Paul told the Romans. But thanksgiving is natural to those whose natures have been changed. Sin is selfish ingratitude to God, and until we ask Christ to come in and cleanse it from us, that is what we are. We are selfish and full of ingratitude. But when He, by His blood shed on the cross, cleanses us, we find we cannot help but sing His praise, glorify our God, thank Jesus for saving us and keeping us and giving us all these blessings. Do you want gratitude to fill your heart? Then there's a simple solution, a really simple solution. Ask Jesus to come in and change your heart. I didn't say go to church. I didn't say even be religious. I didn't say all of these things. I didn't say do your duty. I said ask Jesus to come in and change your heart. And you can do that right now if you pray with me. Pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I see a lot of ingratitude in my heart. I need you to come in and change me. Please forgive me of my sin, my selfishness. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please, please call me or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. And by the way, HOME is 4663. You can reach me at Sunday Breakfast Mission or online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.